我们打开圣经看哥林多前书十二章。As we continue studying the Word of God, please take a seat. And we're studying in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. So 今天看哥林多前书十二章。So as we study 1 Corinthians chapter 12,今天我们是继续看这个属灵恩赐的话题。And we'll be continuing in the subject of spiritual gifts. 我们已经有几个星期开始看属灵恩赐。And we started a couple weeks ago talking about the spiritual gifts. 我今天呢就会集中看、开始慢慢看、独立的恩赐是怎样。 And so this morning we'll start studying individually what some of these gifts are. 在这里就是有今天会看三个叫知识的恩赐。 And this morning we'll talk about the three what we call the knowledge gifts. 就是智慧言语、知识言语和信心恩赐。 So we'll be talking about the gift of wisdom, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the gift of faith.
这个恩赐呢就是相信神是给我们是帮助我们每人的属灵生命是可以有帮助。
I believe that these are gifts that God gives us so that we can have growth and help in our life.
所以我们先看第八节到第九节，哥林多前书十二章第八和第九节。
So we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8 and 9.
这人蒙圣灵赐他因智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。
To another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，今天我们能够在这里一起去敬拜赞美。主要我们恳求你的灵在我们当中，就是向我们讲说话，打开我们的心眼，让我们更加明白你今天跟我们讲的道。愿意主带领孩子可以很清楚表达你的意思。我们将以下的时间交在你手中，多谢主听他祷告奉主名求， Amen。
嗱，呢度我哋见到智慧言语嘅恩赐系第一个。And so here we see the first gift that's mentioned is the word of wisdom.
咁呢个智慧言语嘅恩赐就系、是、个言语就系、是、希腊文就系 logos， 系神的道。
And so when it says the word of wisdom, the word here used for the word is logos, and the logos is the, you know, the word of God, is the living word, or the spoken word of God.
太初有道，道与神同在，又是 logos.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, that is also the logos.
所以我们知道这个智慧言语是一个特别是有智慧是讲解认识神的话语。
And so this is a special word of wisdom that is related to the word of God and understanding or explaining the word of God.
所以跟一般的智慧可能不同。
And so it's different from just normal knowledge that you might have in your life.
耶稣呢就是讲过给门徒听要有神的同在。
And Jesus told his disciples that they need the Spirit with them.
在马太福音第十章十九节和二十节，耶稣是这样说。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, this is what Jesus said.
你们被教的时候，不要思虑怎样说话，或说什么话，到那时候必赐给你们当说的话。
But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak.
因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。
For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you.
这个耶稣告诉门徒，当他遇到逼迫 当他遇到困难的时候，神的灵会在他心里面给他适当的说话回应逼迫他的人。
And so Jesus is saying when you face tribulations and persecution, the Spirit of God will be in you and give you the words to speak so that you can give an answer to what their coming accusations coming against you. You know, when you face persecution, there's no time to prepare for that.
你冇辦法去先去預備好你會講啲乜嘢。就算你真係係之前諗過我受逼迫會講啲乜嘢，到時發生咧，你太緊張，情緒係受唔起，你唔記得嘅啊。
And you know, even if you did prepare for what you're going to say when you face tribulation or persecution, when it actually comes because you're too emotionally, you know, upset or maybe it comes so fast, you'll forget. You know, you won't be able to put it into words.
So it's神的灵与你同在。
So the Spirit of God is with you. 神会给你智慧，是懂得讲应该讲的说话。And so the Word of God will be with you, and He'll give you the ability to say what you should say.
Now, 有些人不解这个经文。
Some people misunderstand this passage.
他以为呢，因为有圣灵话我听应该讲啲乜嘢，所以我无论我是查经、研经、讲道、分享，我永远都唔使准备。
And so they take it, they think, you know, that, you know, the Spirit of God's with me to give me words to say, so if I'm leading a Bible study, I'm teaching, or I'm sharing, or I'm preaching, I don't need to prepare because God will give me the words to say.
这个是误解这个经文，因为这个讲教的时候，你受逼迫的时候。
That's taking this out of context, because here Jesus is saying when you are under persecution, when you are turned over to authorities,
我们作为神的儿女应该时时查考圣经。
As the children of God, we should always be studying the Word of God.
如果你有责任去教主学、教团契、有小组导师或者分享，你应该准备。
And if you have the responsibility to be a Sunday school teacher, a leader of a small group, or sharing the Word of God, you need to prepare.
但有时你系冇得去准备逼迫嘅时候，你系需要依靠圣灵。
But when there is no time to prepare, then you need to trust in God's Spirit to give you the wisdom.
Now, 可能你同埋我都有呢个经历。Maybe you've experienced this. I've experienced it. 初信主嘅时候呢，即系你系乜都唔识，你就啱啱信耶稣，好热心。
You know, when you first become a Christian, you know, you don't know anything. You're so excited for Jesus, you know.
但系你翻到屋企，屋企人就系逼迫你、闹你啊！你信啲乜嘢？点解会信呢啲啊？系究竟系点样解释下？
And then you go home, you know, and your parents or your family, you know, they don't believe, and they come, hey, what are you gotten yourself into? You know, what is this? You know, give me an answer. Why are you believing? What you got into some cult?
你又冇时间准备，又冇时间去揾传道人解答问题。
And there's no time to prepare. There's no time to go and ask the pastor, you know, for an answer.
应该点做啊？ What do you do?
系嗰时候，你祈祷求神俾你智慧。
At that time, you pray and you ask Jesus, Lord, give me wisdom.
教我点样去回答佢啊？因为我唔识喎。
You say, Lord, help me, tell me what to say, because I don't know what to say to them.
我记得我初信主耶稣嘅时候咧，嗱，我以前系吸毒者咧，我九岁开始吸毒，十二岁几就信耶稣。
You know, I remember when I first became a Christian, I used to be a drug addict. I started on drugs when I was 9 years old, and I came off drugs when I was 12 and a half, almost 13.
咁我信耶稣嘅时候咧，即系其实我吸毒之前到而家都系学习障碍症。
You know, before I was into drugs, I have dyslexia, and I still have dyslexia.
所以我读书学习好有问题。
And so I've got problems with studying and learning.
咁我初信主嘅时候咧，我好兴奋。我记得我信主嗰日啊，翻到屋企同一个朋友传福音3个钟头。
And I remember when I first got saved, I was so excited. I went home and I shared Jesus Christ with a friend for 3 hours.
我完全唔知我讲乜啊。
And I don't know what I was talking about.
因为我完全唔识任何嘢嘅。
Because I didn't know anything.
我只知道我系吸毒，耶稣爱我戒，帮我戒毒啊，即系入咗我心，赦免我罪。
All I knew is that I was a drug addict. Jesus loved me. I asked him into my heart. He set me free from drugs and he loves me.
我点可以讲呢啲讲？3个钟头
How could I say that for 3 hours?
我唔知，但系我讲完之后，嗰个人决志信主。
I don't know, but you know that guy accepted Jesus after that. 我完全唔记得我讲乜嘢，但我相信系神俾我智慧。
I don't know what I was talking about, but I'm sure that God was leading me and giving me wisdom.
希望唔系讲异端，如果唔系嗰个人好惨。
I hope I wasn't preaching heresy, otherwise that guy's in big trouble.
我哋会有呢啲嘅经历系咪
？We have these experiences, right?
我相信你哋都有嘅。嗱，当我哋出去传福音嘅时候，会遇到一啲嘅人系有好多复杂嘅问题，好棘手嘅，就会问你嘅。
Maybe you go and you do evangelism and you run into somebody that's really got some complicated questions and they're asking you these really difficult things.
点答佢啊
？How do you answer？
你祈祷求神俾你智慧。
You need to pray and ask Jesus to give you wisdom.
系。我相信神会俾你智慧可以解答。
And I believe that God will give us wisdom that we can answer.
嗱喺圣经里边，即系使徒行传，我哋会见到司提反，佢就系咁样，佢原本被安排做执事，系管理饭食嘅。
And so in the Bible we see Stephen was like that. He was chosen to be a deacon to take care of waiting on tables.
但系神好使用佢系。大胆传福音
，But God used him as he was preaching the gospel.
跟住咧就系被带去大祭司嗰度嘅，系质问你传紧啲乜嘢信仰嘅。
And then he was taken before the high priest, and they're asking him, "What is this doctrine that you're teaching?"
跟住可以睇到司提反咧，佢就好大胆，系成章圣经咧，系第使徒行传第七章，成章系讲佢点样回答大祭司。
And you can read in Acts chapter 7 how Stephen answered the high priest, and the whole chapter is what he said.
系好有系统，好有组织，好有文有路。
And you can see his response to the high priest was very eloquent, and it was very organized and logical and really put together well.
到最后呢，佢就好有力，好强调耶稣基督系弥赛亚。
And in that message towards the end, he brings out the very strong, powerful point. Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
呢个神俾佢智慧，系咁样组织全福音俾大祭司公会啲人听。
And that was the Holy Spirit giving Stephen wisdom to share how Jesus is the Messiah to the Sanhedrin.
可惜佢就拒绝佢嘅信息，就用石头打死佢。
Unfortunately, they rejected his message and they stoned him.
咁我哋睇到保罗都系一样喺使徒行传廿三章。
And you see Paul the same in Acts chapter 23.
他就是回到耶路撒冷要向犹太人传福音。
And Paul went back to Jerusalem and he was going to share the gospel with the people, with the Jews in Jerusalem.
他就回去的时候在公会面前是宣讲他的经历。
And he went back and he was sharing with the Sanhedrin and the people of Israel.
有一边人咧，就系撒都该人，系唔信有复活。
And on one side there are the Sadducees who are very Sadducee because they didn't believe in the resurrection.
咁另一边有呢啲嘅法利赛人，佢信死人会复活。
And on the other side there were the Pharisees who believed in the resurrection.
当保罗讲到耶稣基督系神嘅儿子，系弥赛亚嘅时候，佢就好。就想杀保罗。
And when Paul started sharing that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the whole group of them got in such a ruckus, they wanted to tear Paul apart and they wanted to kill him.
神俾保罗有智慧讲一句说话。
And God gave Paul wisdom and he said one very simple sentence.
他说，弟兄们，我今日在这里受审，因为我相信死人复活。
And he said, "Brothers of Israel, I am standing here on judgment today because I believe in the resurrection of the dead."
佢讲呢句说话之后咧，撒都该人同埋法利赛人喺度互相攻击，好似唔记得咗保罗。
And when he said that, then the Sadducees and the Pharisees started attacking each other and arguing, and it's like they forgot about Paul.
系俾罗马嘅军即系有机会系带走保罗，如果唔系，佢当时会杀咗保罗。
And it gave the Roman centurion an opportunity to get Paul out of there, otherwise they would have killed Paul.
我相信这个是神给保罗有智慧讲那句话。
And I believe that is God's Spirit giving Paul wisdom at that moment to say that,
that word. 如果你睇约翰福音十四章廿六节，你睇到耶稣点样讲圣灵。
And if you look in John chapter 14 verse 26, see what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit.
佢话：但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们说的话，一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you into remembrance of all that I said.
所以我们看到圣灵的工作是要指教我们，让我们认识神的真理。
And so you see, the Holy Spirit's one of his jobs is to teach us that we can understand the truth of Jesus Christ.
我初信主的时候，刚才说过什么都不懂， 是对圣经又要花很多时间慢慢了解。
I was just sharing, you know, when I became a Christian, I didn't know anything about the Bible, and I had to spend a lot of time studying the Word.
但我未有机会认识那么清楚之前，因为我信主一切的有很多过滤人，很多都是很复杂的吸毒者。
Because at the time that I became a Christian, it was a revival, and many other drug addicts like me, who were very messed up, also became Christians.
Now, 吸毒者，我们彼此信耶稣的时候，我们面对很多问题，我们是有很多事要处理。
You know, as drug addicts, and as when we become a Christian, there's a lot of stuff in our lives that we have to face, and the things from the past we have to resolve.
我是初信主得十二岁、三岁。但神时时俾机会我同其他啱啱信耶稣嘅人系辅导啊！我未学过任何辅导技巧，未学过任何辅导即系概念。
But when I was 13 and I was counseling a lot of other drug addicts that became Christians, and I had not received any counseling training, I didn't know anything about psychology or anything like that.
但系好多时我系同佢倾偈。解答神俾智慧，解答佢嘅问题，帮到佢可以脱离佢困境，继续仰望主。
But time and time after, as we would share and reach, and God would give wisdom and to resolve their issue, to lead them to the Bible, to keep looking at God, so that they could continue growing out in Christ.
呢个就系圣灵嘅智慧言语嘅恩赐。
And that is the gift of the word of wisdom.
是神在适当的时候给你适当的智慧去解答问题，引导你继续仰望主。
And that is the word of wisdom, at the right time that God gives you the right wisdom, the words to say, that you can lead somebody to keep looking to Jesus Christ.
我相信我太太是有智慧言语的恩赐。
I believe that my wife has the gift of word of wisdom,
因为她时时同人家辅导，是很有神给很多智慧他，帮他解答问题。
Because as she counsels with many people, God gives her wisdom to help them resolve their issues.
Now, 你可以读心理学，你可以读辅导学，你可以读很多这些技巧，未必是真的帮到人。
You know, you can study psychology, you can study counseling, you can study all sorts of knowledge and methods, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to help somebody.
但是当圣灵给你能力去真的有智慧，是神帮到人。
But when the Holy Spirit gives you the wisdom and the understanding, then it's God that's helping somebody.
那如果你有智慧言语的恩赐，你再去学一些技巧，那些是更加好。
If you have the word of wisdom and then you go and study other, you know, gifts and talents or get training, then that's even better.
雅各书第一章第五节，
In James chapter 1 verse 5,
你们当中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那巧赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
你缺乏智慧，你求神，神就会给你。
And if you lack wisdom, ask God, and he will give it to you.
神是想他的儿女是有智慧。
God wants his children to have wisdom.
James 1:5. 神要我们是有智慧。在箴言第九章第十节，你可能识背。
You might know how to memorize Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言第九章十节话：敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至诚者便是聪明。
For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以你认识神，你又可以有智慧。
So just knowing God, it gives you wisdom.
这个智慧是神的智慧。
And that is God's wisdom.
我们现在跳到第二个恩赐，就是知识。
Let's move on and talk about the gift of word of knowledge.
你讲到知识言语同埋智慧言语系咪捞乱系咪两样一样嘅
？So you talk about knowledge and wisdom. Are they the same? Are they mixed up?
智慧系技巧去运用知识。
Wisdom is having the skills to know how to use knowledge.
你可以有好多知识，唔等于有智慧。
You can have lots of knowledge, it doesn't mean you have wisdom.
你亦都可以缺乏知识，有智慧。
But you can lack knowledge and have wisdom.
这两个是有分别。但是属灵恩赐的知识言语同我哋一般读书嘅知识系有分别。
But as a spiritual gift, talking about the gift of word of knowledge, that is different than knowledge that you can learn from a book.
嗱，如果你可以读翻嚟，唔系属灵恩赐。
Because if you can learn it, then it's not a spiritual gift.
我喺圣经里边，我哋见到耶稣系有知识言语嘅恩赐。
In the Bible, we see that Jesus exercised the gift of word of knowledge.
例如，人哋嚟揾耶稣，未到耶稣面前之前，耶稣已经知道佢嚟揾佢做乜嘢事。
For an example, if people would come to look for Jesus, ask a question before they got to Jesus, he already knew what they were going to ask.
或者耶稣喺撒玛利亚井旁同个妇人倾偈。
Or maybe when Jesus was in Samaria at the well with the woman at the well.
他就叫他拿他丈夫来。
And Jesus said, bring your husband.
那妇人说我没结婚。
And she said, I'm not married.
耶稣说你说你没有丈夫是说得对。因为你已经有七个丈夫五个丈夫你现在同一个不是你丈夫同居紧。
And Jesus said, yeah, you've already had five husbands and you're living with a guy and you're not married to him.
跟着个女人啊你怎么知道啊
And then she was like, wow, how'd you know?
这个是知识言语的恩赐。
That is the word of knowledge.
那你说耶稣是神所以当然他什么都知道嘛。
Now, Jesus is God, so of course he knew everything, right?
但是在旧约圣经的时候我们都见到知识言语的恩赐。
But even in the Old Testament, we see the gift of knowledge in practice.
先知好多时有这个恩赐。
The prophets would have this gift.
我有一个好的例子，有一个先知叫以利亚。
A good example is the prophet Isaiah.
Not Isaiah. Elijah, thank you. Elijah, 佢有个病人叫乃曼嚟到揾佢，因为佢麻风病。
And there's a guy who's a leper. His name was Nahum, and he came looking for Elijah.
以利亚叫佢咧去浸七次喺约旦河。
And Elijah told him to go take seven dips in the Jordan River.
咁佢真系浸咗七次得医治，佢翻嚟同以利亚讲：啊，话我要补上你，俾啲衣服你，俾啲钱你。
And after he got healed in the river, he came back to Elijah and said, "Man, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to give you money. I'm going to give you a change of clothes."
以利亚话：我唔要，一啲都唔要，你翻去啦。
And Elijah said, "I don't want it. You just go."
咁佢走咗嘅时候，以利亚个仆人贪心，见到咁多钱，主人就唔要。就追住乃曼。
And then Elijah's servant saw all the money and he got greedy and he said, wow, Elijah doesn't want it, I want it. And so he chased after Nahum.
追逐的时候讲大话，啊，乃曼啊，大人啊，我的主人啊，啱啱有啲客人有远处嚟，我要请佢食饭啊，又冇衫俾佢换啊，不如你俾三件衣服啊，同埋啲钱我哋去招呼佢食饭。And he made up the story, said, oh, after you left, then we had some visitors come, and they came from a long way, and we don't have money to treat them, a clothes, a change of clothes. Can you give 3 changes of clothes and some money for us?跟住攞咗啲嘢咧，就埋喺地下。And then he took the stuff and he hid it in the ground。佢哋翻去见以利亚，未踏入屋之前，以利亚就已经话佢听：你做紧乜嘢？And then he hid it in the ground and he came before he got back in the house. Elijah, as he's walking in the house, said, "Is this the time to build houses?" 以利亚知道佢做乜嘢，跟住话。拉曼的麻风病现在要缠住你的身。 And then Elijah said, the leprosy that was on Nahum will now be on you. 这个是知识言语的恩赐。 That is the gift of knowledge. 新约圣经都有这个恩赐。 We see this also in the New Testament. 你有没有留意到使徒行传第五章有一对夫妇？Do you ever notice in the book of Acts, there's a husband and a wife in chapter 5, Acts chapter 5. 佢叫亚拿尼亚同埋撒菲拉 and Ananias and Sapphira. 佢就系有地产，放咗啲地产，就要拎啲钱捐俾教会。They had real estate, and they sold their real estate, their property, and they were going to give an offering to the church.嗱，你有自己嘅地产，你系捐几多俾教会呢个你同神之间嘅事冇所谓。Now if you want to give, you know, you have your own property and you want to give an offering to the church, that's between you and God, no problem. 但系佢呢对夫妇佢做错一样嘢。But this husband and wife they did something wrong. 佢就系想欺骗人，话我哋买咗系咁多钱，全部系俾教会。They want to deceive the church and they said, we sold it for this much and we're giving it all to the church. 但其实他留低一部分给自己。But they had kept a portion for themselves. 那如果他说我们买了这么多我们留给自己用，但这部分呢我们给了教会。If they had said, we sold it and we're going to keep some for ourselves, but the rest we're giving to the church.咁啊冇問題，但係佢係呃人，佢話全部俾教會，但係佢私底下收埋一部分。But they were trying to deceive people and say we gave it all to the church, but in reality they kept some back. 佢咁樣做咧就為面子。They did that for face. 佢想得到地位，佢想被人尊重。哇，咁勁啊，奉獻咁多啊！ And they did that because of face. They wanted to get respect. They wanted people. Wow, you guys are awesome. You gave so much money to God.但根本其实佢唔系奉献，佢自己收翻。But they weren't really giving it all; they were keeping some. 佢一攞啲钱俾彼得嘅时候，神俾彼得知识言语。As soon as they brought the money to the feet of the apostles, to Peter, God gave Peter the word of knowledge, and he knew what was going on. 跟住亚拿尼亚心脏病发，扑死咗。And then Ananias had heart attack and he dropped dead right there. 几个钟头之后，佢太太唔知情就走入嚟，彼得问佢系咪买咁多，系咪真系咁多 ？And a few hours later, his wife didn't know what was going on, and she came in and Peter said, "Did you sell it for this much? Is it really this much?" And 太太话系啊，系咁多。And she said, "Yes." 彼得就讲一句说话，知。识言语 ，and Peter said the word of knowledge. 抬走你丈夫嗰啲人，年轻人，而家要抬走你，跟住佢即刻仆死。And then Peter said the word of knowledge. The young men who carried your husband out are now going to carry you out. And then she dropped dead right there. 呢个知识言语几有威力啊！And that word of knowledge it was very powerful, wasn't it?、我哋睇得到咧，就喺《使徒行传》啊，彼得留喺第八章里边又有知识言语。You see in the book of Acts in chapter 8, Peter also had the gift of word of knowledge. 佢嗰个有个巫师嘅叫西门 ，and there is a sorceress and his name was Simeon. 佢就系啱啱信耶稣。
彼得就嚟按手祈祷，叫人嚟被圣灵充满。And this Simon was just, he just became a Christian, and now Peter is coming and laying hands on people and getting filled with Holy Spirit.
西门就见到话开眼，我原来按手祈祷可以被圣灵充满，我要呢个恩赐，我俾钱你，你俾我啦。
And then Simon, his eyes got big with greed, and he said, "I want this gift. I'll pay you for it. Give me the gift so I can lay hands on people."
你睇彼得点样同佢讲？第八章第二十节到二十三节。
And in Acts chapter 8, verse 20 to 23, this is what Peter responded to him.
你的银子和你一同灭亡吧，因你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。
But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money."
你在这道上无份无关，因为你在神面前你的心不正。
You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God.
你当悔改你这罪恶，祈求主，或者你的心里的意念可得赦免。
Repent therefore of this wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you.
我看出你正是苦担之中被罪恶捆绑，
for I see that you are poisoned with bitterness and bound by iniquity.
我覺得特別係廿三節係彼得有知識言語。
I think especially in verse 23 we see the word of knowledge that Peter had. I see that you're poisoned.
我看出你在負擔之中。知識言語係對教會有好多嘅幫助。
I think the word of knowledge is a gift that God gives to the church for help.
今日仲有冇？这个恩赐。
So is this gift still practiced today?
我相信是有。
I believe yes.
不是可以学回来，不是有人可以告诉你，但是神在你需要的时候给你这个恩赐。
It's not something you can learn, it's not something others can teach you, but when you need it, God gives it to you.
Now, 这个可能是牵强或者因为不是一个属灵的工作，但我相信神爱他儿女，你可能都有这个经历。
Maybe this is stretching it a little bit because it's not a spiritual work, but God loves his children, and I think you've all might have experienced this.
我做几个月在家里维修，做一些厨房水喉的东西，很棘手，不断流水，怎么整都是流水，流大水。
A few months ago, I was in the kitchen and I was trying to fix something in the plumbing, and no matter what I was doing, it was just getting water all over the place.
我大仔同我一齐，我哋做咗成日，已经系夜晚，冇得去揾师傅，冇得去五金铺买需要嘅零件，但系我哋系唔可以闩个水喉，系咁流水。
And it was already late at night. We couldn't get a professional to come, and we couldn't go to the hardware shop and buy what we needed.
用尽办法都系咁流水
，and everything we did it was still leaking。
好惭愧，最后我同个仔讲，不如我哋祈祷。
And unfortunately, to my embarrassment, after a long time, I finally said to my son, "Why don't we pray?"
应该一开始祈祷系咪
？We should have prayed at the beginning, right?
跟住，我唔系讲笑，一祈祷求神帮我哋解决，即刻有个念头入到个心。知道应该怎么做。
As soon as we prayed, even before I finished the prayer, the thought came to my mind of what we should do to solve the problem.
即刻 It came instantly. 我即刻祈完祷，叫个仔，嗱，你现在去拿乜乜乜给我，我现在觉得要这样试这个方法。
And as soon as I got done praying, I said to my son, I said, "Okay, now go get this, this, and this, and I think this is going to work."
做了之后，解决了。到而家幾個月都唔漏水。
And we did that, and for a couple months, even till now, it still is not leaking.
神嘅智慧，你有冇經歷過呢啲咁嘅嘢？
Have you experienced anything like that?
做一两个月前，我同欧芬喺度，我哋整紧啲长台嗰啲脚咧，有啲拧下低嗰个螺丝啊嘛。A few months ago, Alfon and I were here. We were trying to fix the legs on these long tables. You know, underneath there's a screw that screws in the bottom.
嗰日整有一两个我识整，我都整咗一两个，跟住有第三个我哋整紧。用好多方法整唔到，蝕曬位，冇辦法，搞唔掂。
And so we fixed two or three of them, and it was okay because I know how to fix it. I knew the principle. And then there's another one. It was different. It was messed up. And we couldn't fix it. We tried all different ways to fix it.
最後我同歐芬講，我哋祈禱。And I said to Aufan, let's pray. 我哋祈禱，即刻有個意念入到個心。
And as soon as we prayed, instantly a thought came.
我找些电子胶布，我们包住个螺丝，我们找些其他的丝帽，我们用这个方法，我们这样做，结果真的解决了，不是那个丝帽，是螺丝那些丝帽，戒指丝帽。
And instantly we got some electrical tape, wrapped up the screw, put some washers and some ring nuts on there, and we rigged it up, Ginny rigged it up, but it worked!
是神即刻俾智慧我哋
，and God gave us the wisdom and the knowledge。
我呢啲唔系属灵嘅嘢，但系神系爱佢嘅儿女，都会帮我哋做呢啲咁嘅嘢，系咪
？That's not a spiritual thing, but God loves His children, and He will teach us these things because He loves us。
但系你可能有呢个经历
，maybe you have this experience。
你为一个人祈祷。你忽然间有个心里边谂到为佢某方面嘅嘢祈祷。
As you're praying for somebody, all of a sudden a thought comes to your mind to pray for him about this issue.
嗰个事情你系原本唔知嘅
，and that issue you didn't know.
但系我哋开始为佢祈祷，跟住第日你打俾佢啊，你而家点啊？跟住佢讲你听有嗰件事。
And so you were praying for him about that issue that you didn't know, but the next day you call him and you ask him, hey, how's it going? And then they tell you about that issue that you were praying for.
有冇呢个经历？我有，阿 P 都有。有好多事我做宣教事，收到啲电话，人哋话：哇，琴晚系半夜三更，你佢个嗰边嘅半夜三更系我哋日头。佢话半夜三更你做紧咩事？我扎醒圣灵叫我为你祈祷、哦。
And as missionaries, we experience all the time. Somebody calls and they say, hey, last night in the middle of night, which in the middle of night for them was our daytime, they said, the Holy Spirit woke me up and told me to pray for you.
但是他为我们祈祷，因为我们有件事，他不知道有件事，但是神知道是叫他醒，是为我们祈祷。
And they didn't know the situation, but they were woken up by God to pray for us for that situation. That is the word of knowledge telling them to pray.
你有没有这样的经历？
Have you ever had this kind of experience?
你同一个人去传福音，但你唔知道点样讲，但系神俾适当嘅说话解答佢。
Have you ever tried to preach, share the gospel with somebody, but you don't know what to say, and God gives you the right words to say?
所以系呢个嘅智慧言语、知识言语。就是事事都是需要。有时我讲到讲完到崇拜完了，有人走过来跟我讲，牧师你做什么刚才讲我。
Sometimes when I'm preaching and I'm done preaching, I get down and then people come up to me and say, what are you talking about me in the message for?
我没有讲你，我完全不知道你什么事。
He said, I wasn't talking about you, I don't know what's going on.
他说，不是你刚才讲中我的问题，一二三四全部讲中了。
He said, no, but you talk everything about me, one, two, three, four, all these things hit me.
I said, 不好意思，这个是圣灵智慧言语，知识言语，我不是神的事，不关我事。
I said, that's God, that's the word of knowledge speaking through me. I didn't know,
神很多事会做这些事，是
吧？ God does this a lot, doesn't he?
所以我们是相信，不可以控制，不可以操控，但如果神给你这个恩赐，给你这个经历，是你要用来荣耀主。
You know, it's nothing that you can control, it's nothing that you can learn, but if God gives you this gift, you can use it for the glory of God.
以前我会怕跟一些属灵长者聊天， 以为他看穿我心，知道晒我的丑陋嘢，知道晒我的罪。
I used to be afraid to talk to spiritual leaders because I thought they could see through me, you know all my sins and inner weaknesses, I don't think God's really going to tell other people about your personal issues.
除非神要嗰个人为你祈祷。
Unless God wants that person to pray for you.
但是要是好小心，如果你知道一些人的事，你要肯定是真的从神来，如果不是你传谣言。
But you need to know, is it really from God? Because if it's not from God and you share it with somebody else, you're just rumoring and gossiping about somebody.
但如果神被你知一些人的事，不是要你传，传来传去，要你为他祈祷。
But if God tells you something about somebody, it's not so that you can share it with others, it's so you can pray for others.
以前我们教会的牧师呢，就崇拜之后夜晚就会有个祈祷时间。
In our church, before, after the evening service, there would be a time of prayer.
在祈祷的时候呢，即牧师就好多时会有自释言语的恩赐。
And many times during the prayer service, the pastor would have the word of knowledge.
他就神话他听，在后边的左手边有一位刚刚在医院出来，是三级烧伤的。神是想医治你，烧伤。即是伤了烧亲的三级伤。
And you know, God would speak to him and say, there's somebody in the back of the auditorium on the right hand side and you just came out of the hospital and you've got a third degree burn. God wants to heal you.
或者是中间后面有一位是想生 BB, 你跟你先生看过好多次医生，但你生不到 BB, 神现在想说你听 行过神迹被你生 BB, 但是牧师不识那些人。
Or maybe somebody over here, you know, you've been trying to have a child with your husband, you've been to see many doctors, but you can't have children, but God wants to heal you and make it possible. But the pastor didn't know them.
點解佢會知呢啲嘢嘅?
Why would he know these things?
我有個好朋友同我一齊讀神學。
I've got a good friend who was in Bible school with me.
他我嚟澳門，他去墨西哥。
I came to Macau, he went to Mexico.
在墨西哥，他有好多次呢種嘅智識言語嘅恩賜。
And in Mexico, God used him greatly in this gift of knowledge.
他好多時係睇到啲墨西哥嘅人，因為咁樣就有病就得醫治。
And God used him in many times as he God gave him the word of knowledge about somebody, and then God would heal that person in Mexico. It's nothing you can learn, but if God gives it to you, it's a gift. Let's look at the third gift, the gift of faith. Last week we talked about it, that faith is important. As a Christian, you all need some faith. If you don't have any faith, you cannot be a Christian.
希伯来书告诉我们，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须有信，信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 it says, But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
我们基督徒一定要有信心，相信有神，相信耶稣为我们死，相信耶稣为我们复活。
As Christians, we must believe that there is a God. We must believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
What are you saying, son? Yes, so why are you saying?
And we need to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And this is faith that as every Christian, we all need to have.
You want to know that you have a faith? 你覺得好難，以前我成日同一個人傳福音，佢話我覺得信係好難。你可以咁樣諗。
If you think that having faith is difficult, I used to have a friend that was sharing the gospel with all the time, and he said, I just can't understand this faith thing, I can't believe. 嗱，如果你信科學，你係接受科學嘅理論，呢個係信咯。
If you believe in science, you're accepting the theory of science, and that's your faith.
如果你信佛教，你接受佛教嘅講法，呢個就係信心。
And if you believe in Buddhism and you accept the teachings of Buddhism, then your faith is in Buddhism.
所以我哋信耶稣，我哋系接受耶稣嘅讲法，我哋接受圣经讲嘅嘢，我哋接受系真，呢个就系信心。
And so, as Christians, if we accept the Bible, if we accept the teaching of Jesus Christ, we accept that and say, I believe that's true, then that is faith.
唔使咁复杂，但系信心可以有大有小。
But faith can have big or small faith.
耶稣话，如果你有芥菜种咁细粒嘅信心，你可以叫对面山嚟拔起。
Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can tell the mountain to pick up and move into the sea.
芥菜种好似芝麻咁细，咁细嘅信心已经系够噶。
If you have just a sesame seed, that small amount of faith, like a sesame seed, then that's enough faith.
因为唔在乎我哋信心大细，系在乎我哋嘅神有几大。
Because it's not about how big your faith is, it's about how big your God is.
你嘅信心细，将呢个细嘅信心放喺一个大嘅神，你因为神系大，你系可以做大事。
And if you have little faith, put your little faith into a big God, because He's a big God, He can do things.
有人误解咗，以为人嘅信心越来越大，就越来越有力量。
Some people misunderstand. They think if I get more faith, then I got more power.
唔在乎你嘅信心嘅问题，信心只不过一个工具，俾你接触神。
It doesn't matter how big your faith is just a tool to bring you to God.
个重点就系你有冇仰望神做工作。
The important thing is, are you looking to God to do His work?
罗马书第十二章第三节话我哋听一个事实。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 3, it tells us the truth.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们各人说。不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给各人信心大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say, though through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
我哋每人嘅信心嘅大细有分别。
Each of us have a different measure of faith, some bigger, some less.
神将唔同嘅程度嘅信心俾我哋当中嘅人。我哋个个都有基本嘅信心，但系个基本之后咧有大细分别。
All of us need the faith enough for salvation, but after that, then God gives us each a different measure of faith.
你睇下彼得，耶稣喺水上行嘅时候，喺夜晚黑，系大风雨嘅时候，彼得话：耶稣系咪你？你叫我出嚟，我行去你嗰度。
Remember Peter? They were in the boat, you know, in the storm region, and Jesus walking on the water, and Peter said, "Hey, Jesus, is that you? Call me, and I'll walk over to you."
彼得有呢个信心，系落船行去耶稣。
Peter had the faith to get out of the boat and walk over to Jesus.
我冇呢个信心。
I wouldn't have that faith.
我睇到风雨咧，就彼得睇风雨就淋落嚟。但系当佢仰望耶稣，佢系行得。
You know, Peter saw the wind and the waves, and he fell. But before he looked at the winds, he said, "Okay, Jesus, he was able to walk."
十一个门徒就留喺船度，得彼得有信心。
The other 11 disciples were in the boat. It was only Peter that had that faith.
耶稣死而复活升天之后，彼得、约翰行去圣殿，行入美门嘅时候，见到一个瘸腿坐喺度。
After Jesus died, resurrected, rose again, and went ascended into heaven, Peter and John were walking into the temple, and they're walking through the beautiful gate, and there's a crippled man sitting there begging.
彼得同埋约翰定睛望住佢话。金银我都没有，只奉耶拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And they said to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
我冇呢个信心叫一个瘸腿起身行走嘅。
I don't have the faith to tell somebody that's crippled to stand up and walk.
但是彼得在那一刻有这个信心，他是相信神会听他讲，他会 起来行走，跟着他跳着行走，就是真的得医治。 And then that guy jumped up and he was jumping and leaping and praising God. God healed him. 信心。当我们看到信心的时候，我想告诉你，是教会历史一直有很多伟人是有信心。In the church history, or the history of the church, there have been many great men of faith that God has used. 他很突出，可能神用他做宣教工作。 Maybe God used them in missions. 可能神用他开医院、开院舍。 Maybe God used them to start orphanages or start hospitals, 或者开神学院。 Or maybe build seminaries. 马丁路德满有信心可以靠神就脱离天主教。And Martin Luther had faith to trust God and to leave from the Catholic Church.
很多时我们会讲一个例子，就是105年到1898年生活的一位叫乔治·穆勒。
And often we talk about a great man of faith who lived from 1805 to 1898, and his name was George Mueller.
他就在英国，神使用他开孤儿院，完全凭信心开孤儿院，照顾超过100,000的孤儿。
And God used him in England to establish and to build orphanages without any money, did it by faith, and in it, over his lifetime, he ministered to over 100,000 orphans.
他很奇妙的，他孤儿院就是开晒台的，摆晒餐具，朝早上几十个小朋友在等食物，但是没有食物吃的。
He was amazing. There'd be, you know, in the morning they'd set the table and all the orphans would be sitting at the table with the silverware on the table waiting for breakfast, but there's no food.
跟住个点啊，食物喺边度？
And the children would ask, where's the food?
佢话我哋一齐祈祷求神供应。
He said, let's pray and ask God to provide.
佢祈完祷，啱啱。
As soon as they got done praying, a knock on the door.
Oh, 我的牛奶车刚刚在你门口爆胎的，牛奶要送去，不过会坏，不过我给你们喝咯。
And then the milk truck had a flat tire right in front of their door, and they couldn't, you know,
back in those days, you know, you couldn't let it go bad, so why don't you guys drink it?
跟住，我面包车坏了，在你门口可不可以送些面包给你们的，不想它坏的。 And then again a knock at the door. My bread truck is broken. Can I give you guys the bread? Because I don't want it to go bad.
他经常有这些经历，
我没试过这些经历。
He had all these I've never had experience like that.
他有信心。 He had faith.
不过我现在想讲一下我的经历。But I want to share with you my experience.
我不喜欢讲自己，不过讲到这里我觉得是要讲。
I don't like to talk about myself, but I feel on this issue we need to share.
我是一个凭信心的宣教士。
I'm a missionary that lives by faith.
我在澳门36年，差不多36年。
I've been in Macau almost 36 years.
来到亚洲就是36年。
I've been in Asia for 36 years.
是全部凭信心，是没有人工、没有薪水，教会没有，到现在都没有人工薪水给我们。
And I've been living by faith this whole time, and we have no salary, we have no income, fixed income.
我初来澳门1980年，个裤袋得$1,000，当时系5:1，所以系$5,000。
When I first came to Macau in 1980, I had $1,000 in my pocket.
住咗一个月之后，完全冇钱。
And after 1 month in Macau, I had no money at all.
亦都冇人喺美国话支持我哋，照顾我哋。
And nobody back in the States even knew I was here. It was saying I'm going to support you.
我唯有可以仰望神祈祷。
All I could do is look to the Lord and trust God and pray.
我唔系讲笑，弟兄姊妹。有好几年，我每一日只系食一碗白饭，一只鸡蛋过日。
或者一日就换食一碗细碗的云吞面当一日的饮食的。
For many years, I lived off of eating one bowl of white rice and an egg a day. That's all I would eat a whole day. Or maybe one bowl of wonton noodles.
咁我係1980年至到1990年最多一個月嘅收入咧，就唔會超過$3,000.
And even until 1990, I never received more than HK$3,000 a month in support.
當時初初就要交租啦，初初係1000多元租，跟住係900元租，後尾就買咗樓就係900多元供樓。
At first I had to pay rent, $1,000, over $1,000 for my rent, and or I lived in a house, had to pay $900 for rent, or for when I bought a house, and it was $900 a month for rent, for mortgage.
我係1985年住一间房，间屋有13个人住，我住一间房，其他人住嗰两间房。
In 1985, I was living in a house with 13 other people, and I rented one room, and they had the rest of the house.
我俾900元租金都好艰难
，and I was paying $900 a month for the rent, and that was difficult.
有日收到个电话。
And I received a phone call.
一个完全唔识得见过一次嘅宣教士
It's a guy that I don't even know. I saw him once.
佢话我听拜约翰，我哋揾你好辛苦。我有个消息想话你听。He said,
Rusty, we got news for you. We've been looking all over for you.
我嘅祖父母过身，留低一个大遗产俾我父母。我父母想奉献俾世界各地宣教士，我哋建议佢奉献俾你啊。
He said, my great-grandparents just passed away and they left a great inheritance with my parents and my parents want to give offerings to missions around the world and we suggested they give you an offering.
他那天就说我听我真的想晕低他说想奉献100,000港币给我对那时900元交租的觉得100,000好天文数字
And at that time I was paying $900 for rent and $100,000 was a lot of money.
但是收到这个电话之前两个月，神是开始我心里边叫我，你要买楼，要买楼。我跟神讲，我900元够租都够不到，我点买楼的？
And just 2 months before that, God kept telling me, I want you to buy a house. I said, I can't even pay $900 in rent. How can I buy a house?
结果呢，我用了那个100,000元做一个首期，买现在我住的那里。
And I used that money to, as a down payment on the house I'm living in now. I bought that house for HK$140,000.
Houses were cheap back then. 现在就买不到了。买了那间楼之后，我的信心很大的。
And when I bought that house, my faith was so big.
我心想，我以前可以负担起900元交租，不如我整个供楼费是900元，我有信心可以交900元。
And I had faith. I was paying $900 a month in rent. And I had faith. I said, I can keep that up. So when I did the mortgage for my house, I said, I'm going to make it so I pay $900 a month in mortgage payments.
即系如果利息高啲，我就加长啲。总之是900元，我的损失是这么多的。
And so even if the fluctuating interest rate, you know, keep it at $900 a month and you know, the interest goes up, you just pay for a longer time, right? That's what my faith was.
一年之后，那间屋开了，就澳门第一间福音继续中心。
One year later, we turned that house into the Macau's first Christian Rehab Drug Center.
那间屋两房一厅400多尺的，有10个大只佬的戒毒者在间屋里面生活的。我收入是2,000元一个月，900元是交租，2,000元吃饭，10个大只佬一起吃的，你觉得不得啊？
You know, that house turned into the first drug center in Macau, and I still only had HK$2,000 a month to live on. $900 to pay the mortgage and $200 for food and 10 big hungry drug addicts.
你说我傻的，我不应该这样做。
Maybe you're saying, you're crazy, you shouldn't have done that.
但如果当时不是这样做，澳门今时今日不会有福音继续的。
But if we didn't start that way, I don't believe there'd be drug rehab in Macau today.
之后有青年挑战，有新生命，有耶稣家庭，但是福音继续是这样开始。
Teen Challenge started after that, then New Life Christian Fellowship, Jesus Family, Jesus Home. But, you know, that's how it all started.
凭信心仰望主。一年后那个戒毒中心就独立了，跟住攞返间屋，我同师母准备结婚。
A year after the drug center, they went independent and got the house back, and then Kitty and I were going to get married.
我哋结婚之前，神感动我要开神光方堂。
And before we got married, God gave me the burden to start Horizon Christian Fellowship.
我哋开神光方堂一样系$3,000一个月嘅收入，$900交租，$2,000就系食饭。
And when we were going to start this church, the same, only $3,000 a month in offerings, $900 for paying the rent and $2,000 for living.
我真系傻，神感动我，我就去租一个铺。在公园那里$4,000一个月，又要给上鞋金，又要介绍费。我没有钱，但是人家刚刚给了$4,000美金我。我说白牧师，神感动我，你要开教会我给你。
But somebody just given me $4,000 and said, you know, God told me to give this to you because you're starting a church.
我拿着那些钱租个铺，找个装修师傅，就是、叫他装修，给个首期。但我知道这些首期给了之后没钱给买美数，还有没钱给买下个月的租金。
After I rented the apartment, the flat, I hired a carpenter to do the work, but I knew that after I gave him the money to do the work, I didn't have the money to pay when he was done, and I didn't have money to pay the rent next month.
感谢主，租了之后，美国教会已经在澳门十年的。我在澳门十年，美国母会从来没有支持过我一毫子。
I was in Macau for 10 years and my home church in the United States had never given me a penny.
在开了教会之后，他通知我说，伯约翰，你现在要开放教会，我们就支持你的租金。
And after we started the church, they sent me a message and said, Rusty, now that you're going to start a church, we're going to start supporting you to pay the rent.
直到今时今日，他都是支持我们$1,000一个月。
Until now, for 26 later, they're still supporting $1,000 a month.
1,000美金嘅，呢个系如果我冇开教会，佢唔会咁样做嘅。
If I didn't start the church, he wouldn't have done that.
如果我哋冇凭信心咁傻咁样做，你哋今日唔会喺度。
And if we weren't so crazy to step out in faith, you guys wouldn't be here today.
我同师母结婚，佢嘅老豆问佢：，喂，那个西人赚几多钱一个月？
When Kitty and I got married, her father asked her, "Hey, how much does that guy make?"
She said, $2,000-$3,000 a month. She said, $2,000-$3,000 a month. Her papa told her, "What?" You know what her dad said? "A lawyer, me how lawyer, 清楚."
You better think seriously about this.
当时一九九零年，$2,000-$3,000系生活唔到嘅。
In 1990, for $3,000 a month, you could not survive.
跟住我哋又生一个仔，两个、三个、四个。
And then we had 4 kids.
又要照顾教会，教会好多时冇钱，系我攞我哋自己嘅，我哋都冇钱，系攞我哋自己嘅钱顶翻教会个租金，你知唔知
？And many times the church didn't have money, and we'd have to take our own money. We didn't have any money. We take our money and we pay back the church.
系好多年都系咁嘅。生一个神嚟俾我哋多啲奉献，生第二个又多啲奉献，生第三个、四个神俾我哋多啲奉献。
And after we had one child, two child, every time we had a child, God gave us more offerings.
嗰啲有外国、美国、新加坡、香港啲人奉献。跟住奇妙，我哋冇钱俾啲仔女读书。
And then we didn't have any money to send our kids to school.
当时入网学校未开始。即好像刚刚开始，但入网学校当时有书报费、杂费还贵过 私校的。
You know, when our kids were getting into school, they didn't have the network for schools. You know, and even they were just starting, and the network for schools was to go into pay the all the different expenses was actually more expensive than going to a private school.
所以我哋凭信心，我哋决定去培正。
So we by faith said we're going to send our kids to 培正。
但系我哋冇钱交学费
，but we didn't have the money to pay it。
一个、两个、三个、四个，全部都有香港人话我哋听，或者新加坡人，我供你嘅仔由幼稚园读到中学。
For all four of our kids, we had somebody in Hong Kong or Singapore that say, "I'm going to support your child from kindergarten through high school."
唔系我哋要求，系神供应。
It wasn't a we didn't request it; God did it.
我嘅大仔要读大学，我哋真系好惊，我哋冇钱读大学。
When my oldest son wanted to go to university, we were concerned. We had no money.
我哋谂到个最好办法。派佢翻美國當兵，喺美國當兵之後有免費供養佢讀書。如果佢依一刻死亡，佢冇辦法交俾神。
Our biggest solution was send him to back to the United States to go in the army and get a GI bill, and you know he can go to university for free. And if he dies in Iraq, that's you know praise God, that's what God's will.
邊個估到佢中學畢業就保送去北京，就係攞助學金、獎學金就唔使錢，四年喺北京。6,000 人民幣一年，有助學金，又可以飛翻嚟，又唔使交費。
Who would imagine that God would send him to Beijing on a full scholarship, you know, and we didn't have to pay anything for him, and he could even come back and forth on airfare with the scholarship money.
跟住我女又去美國頭兩年，喺美國就要自己。即係做工自供自給，因為根本我哋冇錢養佢喺美國。
Then my other daughter had to go to the United States. You know, she had to work part-time, going to part-time school because we don't have money.
跟住神感動一個人就話：我要供你嘅女讀書，讀到大學畢業。
And somebody comes and says, "I'm going to support your daughter to go to college and take care of her until she graduates."
我唔係嘛？佢係啊，神感動我。
So you're kidding? He said, "No, we've decided."
跟住三女就同我一樣有學習障礙症，以前係培正話踢佢出校唔適合喺度。跟住神醫治佢，改變佢。點知舊年佢培正畢業又保送去澳大有獎學金。
And who would imagine my third daughter is like me dyslexic and was going to get kicked out of Beijing and got healed her. And then last year, she graduated with honors and was sent to Macau U without having to pay for another scholarship. She had a scholarship.
今年佢成績就係3.4几係咪？就感謝主，明年都係有獎學金。
Now she's got a 3.4 average in graduating so she, this year, so next year she can still go for on a scholarship.
我哋冇钱，三个读，两个读紧大学，一个读大仔而家喺香港读硕士，系读神学，但系全世界最平嘅神学院。
Now my oldest son is in Hong Kong studying a Master's of Divinity, but it's the cheapest seminary in the world, I think.Two kids in college, one in seminary.
我哋冇钱，但系点解神会做呢啲嘢嘅
？We don't have money, but why would God do that?
我，你话我傻，我觉得系信心，系神供应。
You might think I'm crazy, but I think it's God. I think God gives us faith.
因为神俾我哋一次又一次呢啲信心嘅经历。
Because God has given us time after time the example of faith.
当我们相信仰望神，神就做工。
And as we put our faith and trust in God, He does things.
我和师母现在在这里是义务工作，你们知不知道我们没人工啊？
Kitty and I serve here. We don't get paid a penny here. We work for free.
我们没人工，没定期收入的。
We don't have a salary. We don't have a living allowance.
但是仰望主神的供应
But we look and trust God and he provides.
我想如果不是这些经历四年前我们都没有信心买这个400多万 的楼宇
I think if it wasn't for all these experiences in the past we would not have had the faith to trust God for the $4.35 million it took to buy this house this church
有900升到400万嘅信心，信心会慢慢增长。
Our faith grew from 900 a month to now 4 million. Faith does grow.
我想到2008年四川大地震的时候
，I think of 2008 when the earthquake in Sichuan.
神俾我一个傻嘅感动，就要去四川，唔好净系捐钱，就要去做啲嘢。
And God gave me the vision to go, not just to give money, but to go. And it's a crazy idea.
跟住因为有呢个感动，就联络澳门、联络香港、联络海外有啲人，跟住我哋动咗啲人。一起去四川
and then because of this crazy idea, we contacted people in Hong Kong, Macau, and overseas and in China, and then we went to Sichuan.
你哋知唔知我哋去四川头尾有10次嘅短宣工作嘅
？Do you know we went to Sichuan 10 times?
有时做孤儿院工作，有时做重建工作，有时做辅导工作，有时做音乐啊敬拜工作。
Sometimes we went and we're working with orphans. Sometimes we went doing repair or counseling. Sometimes we went working with the church. Sometimes we went doing worship and praise.
一个傻嘅简单嘅思念，但系凭信心，神俾我哋可以有十次嘅短宣经历。
But because of a crazy idea, in faith, God gave us the opportunity to go 10 times to a mission trip to Sichuan.
因为去四川，我哋音乐人团契又系另一个故事。不过因为音乐人团契，澳门好多嘅基督徒嘅音乐人都去过四川。
And because we went to Sichuan because of musicians' ministry, God had caused a lot of musicians in Macau to also be able to go to Sichuan.
信心，信心。嗱，我哋下次讲嘅时候就要澄清一样嘢。有啲人会搞错信心，以为因为你信心大，神就工作，神就医你病。你冇信心，神系唔医你；你有信心，神系医你。
Next time when we share, we have to clear up a misunderstanding. A lot of people think that if you have faith, God will heal you. If you don't have faith, God won't heal you.
我绝对不接受这个解释。信心就是我们仰望主，神做工是祂的主权。
We have faith to trust in God. If God wants to heal somebody, that's His sovereignty, that's His will.
但我们是需要有信心仰望主。
But we need to have faith to trust in God.
我们需要神给我们的智慧言语，我们需要神给我们的知识言语，我们需要神给我们的信心。
We need God to give us the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the gift of faith.
这些是教会需要，你都需要的恩赐。
These gifts, the church needs, you need these gifts.
我相信这些恩赐是真的，所以我们要思考一个问题。
I believe these gifts are real, so you need to think about a question.
如果这三个恩赐是真实的，它是持续的，继续的。
If these gifts are real, if they continue, if they're still in operation,
其他恩赐呢？ What about the other gifts? 如果这些恩赐是持续，那其他恩赐都会是持续的。
If these gifts are still in operation, the other gifts are still in operation.
如果那些恩赐是停止，这些恩赐都是停止的。
If those gifts have stopped, then these gifts have also stopped.
那究竟有没有属灵恩赐呢？
So are there spiritual gifts?
我相信有。I believe there are. 我们需要仰望主，求神。将合适你的恩赐赐给你。
And so we need to pray to God and say, Lord, give each of us the spiritual gift that is suited for us.
可能你已经有的， maybe you already have the gift. 一阵间下午我们出去传福音，如果你跟我一起出去，可能你祈祷求神给你智慧，你可以跟那个人传福音。
And this afternoon, if you go out witnessing with us, well, you can pray and ask God to give you wisdom to share the gospel with the people that you encounter. Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，你是愿意将属灵恩赐赐给我们的。我们恳求主将智慧言语、知识言语 信心的恩赐分给我们当中的弟兄姊妹，让我们可以更加有信心仰望你，让我们知道是你愿意祝福你的儿女，你愿意带领你的教会。我们恳求主，你在我们当中做你奇妙的工作，求主在这里就是施恩怜悯，让我们都能够经历你更多。求主透过我们教会扩张你的国度，让更多澳门人能够认识福音。我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉主的名求， Amen。 我不喜欢说自己的事，但是有今天就觉得不说不行，所以请你原谅我们的经历是一个经历，不等于什么。无论有什么经历，我们都要看到我们的经历和神的话语有没有冲突，有没有配合。You know, I don't like talking about myself and my family, but I felt that this morning I just need to share some of that about faith. But you know, our experience is our experience. It doesn't mean anything. Any experience that we have to balance it by the Word of God. We have to check it. And if it doesn't go in line with the Word of God, then the experience is not worth listening to. 都要神的话语为一，木头之后是散会。